Hello.
Hi, Mike Jensen.
Hey, Vanya. How are you doing? I feel like I need to maybe just quickly explain what happened today.
Okay. I want to know.
Just to like set up listeners. No, it's okay. Because I feel so bad that Vanya and I were texting earlier in the day about what time we were going to do this. And she gave me two options. And one was a little bit later in the day, which was great because I'll explain why. But I did, in fact, once again, sleep in kind of late today. But it's okay. There's kind of a reason for it. But I was okay. Like, oh, that's great because that gives me plenty of time. I can like get up and kind of be a little leisurely and do a workout and shower and get my notes together and all of that. And I just apparently couldn't do math. I was not good at the math today. And Vanya sent me a message. Like, I was literally finishing exercising and I get a message from you saying like, I just need 5 more minutes. And I was like, well, I need an entire hour. Like, I'm so not ready. And just for some reason, like I apparently think that I live in like England and I just had the time difference completely wrong. So thank you for accommodating my absolute mix up with the schedule.
Oh, I don't mind.
Yeah, I was alarmed at my own inability to add 3 to a number rather than, you know, anyways.
I'll do How the are math you doing?
How's everything going? Yeah,
good.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, I was talking a little bit. So today was a big day. We took my older daughter, she's in all day in elementary school today. It was a little bit stressful. I won't lie to you all, but you know, prepping for back to school, got buying outfits and clothes and supplies and masks and all the logistics that it takes to get a child into, you know, in-person school. And how emotional. I definitely got like misty quite a few times just dropping her off because so many people haven't been in school and everybody's back. Well, I think some people had the option. Everyone had the option. Some people took the option to keep their kids in online, but it was a very small few people. But last night, Amelia really, really wanted her hair. So this summer, we did like a vegan, semi-permanent, like not even hair dye on her. And I don't know why I have to tell you it's vegan. It's vegan, okay? It just is. I don't know. But then I think that just means it's like not harsh chemicals on her hair. And I guess I'm sure chemicals can be vegan. So maybe it is harsh. Whatever. We did it once earlier with a green. She loved it. And she was like, I really want to do that for school. And I was like, you know what? Sure. She has super long hair. We're going to cut it. And so it's kind of like we're not damaged. Even if it did damage, not a big deal. She wanted red. And I almost had a nervous breakdown last night getting everything ready and, you know, just prepping for school and just being nervous. And I dye her hair and it looks like a freaking murder scene in the shower as I'm trying to pour it out. It goes everywhere. In between my tiles are all stained. And then of course it didn't come out all the way. So all of her sheets and stuff are just ruined. It's fine. I'm just like, oh God, why this? I feel bad because I got in a bit of a bad mood about it all. And she's like, it's okay. I'm like, no, it's great. It's fine. This is for you. Enjoy it. But I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, this is honestly driving me mad. There's red everywhere. It was so upsetting. That's all. That was my week though. And then now both of them are, my son's in Montessori, my daughter's at school. And I'm not going to lie, I'm really stressed out about the Delta variant and the cases of children in the hospitals are up. And you know what I did, which I shouldn't have done last night, right before I went to bed? I looked at some video on how they intubate people, you know, and it was very upsetting. And their trachea and their chest. And it's just like, I want to be informed, Mike, but oh my God. See, I'm already talking about what I could do without, but like seriously, that's not what I could do. That is one of the things. But I gotta stop looking at stuff right before I go to bed.
Yeah.
It's wigging me out. I'm starting to get into a really bad place. I'm like, do I need to get on some Lexapro or something? Because I'm starting to get freaking, I don't know. I feel way more stressed out than last year even with the coronavirus.
Yeah, I think that it's hard because for one thing, we are, you know, life is starting again. So we are around people more often. And there are things like that that I don't really think about. It was funny. I got together with our friend Patrick. I hadn't hung out with him in a while and his husband and daughter were out of town. So he was in the city by himself and he was like, hey, let's get dinner and then go out and that'll be fun. Yeah. And we went and it was funny because we decided to meet up at a restaurant that I love near where he's living now. And it was kind of starting to rain a little bit. And not super bad, but just kind of like misty. And it's funny how depending on who you are or what your life is, you just look at things from different perspectives. And my my point and my meaning of that is that he was in the place of like, well, let's eat outside. Let's be outside in the fresh air. And it took me a minute to be like, oh, right. Because you and he, like, you have to worry about spreading this to a child. Right. Like, I'm not worried about spreading it to anybody because anyone that I know is going to be vaccinated. And if you're not, I'm kind of like, well, it's not on you. And once again, I'm still trying to be careful and I'm still wearing a mask at my job, but yeah. I'm less concerned about that. So, of course, I had to like have my brain be like, oh, right. He wants to eat where there's air because then there's less chance that he might get a little bit because then he might pass that. Yeah. And it's just that thing of like looking at it from the other perspective, because my perspective was I don't want to sit on one of the outdoor platforms because it's starting to rain. And I'm aware as a server that walking through the rain with food and beverage is annoying. Yeah. And like I get kind of. People don't want their food to get rained on, but I'm also not a circus performer, so I can't balance your food and an umbrella while, like, you know, having a ball on my nose kind of thing. Like, it's just, so it's funny how that, you know, obviously, like, we just come at it from our own perspectives because it's what you're going through. And we ended up sitting, like, just right inside at open windows, like, at a little rail. So it was kind of best of both worlds. But it is that thing that I have to remind myself of, like,
that makes me feel better that he's feeling that too.
Yeah. He's being very careful. And, you know, he works mostly from home kind of thing too, so he's not around as many people. Yeah. But you know, I believe that his daughter is going back to public school too, so yeah, it's just those little things that I don't necessarily think about that I'm like, oh right, I get that is still stressful. So I would suggest not looking at the scary stuff when you don't have to. I understand wanting to be informed, but there has to be a line between like being informed and torturing yourself with too much information.
Exactly. Yesterday started with the New York Times sending the climate report. Then that was really stressful. Just like a lot of stressful things. But yes, exactly. And then that thing I saw was an adult person, but like in a coma. And it's that stuff is harsh. You know, I think that we've kept ourselves pretty safe. And I don't know anyone personally that's passed away from it because that's not true. But most of the people I know are really, really careful. And the older people I know are the people who are of more, you know, of special concern. So it's just, I don't know. I think I let my mind go to the place of like my kids, like, you know, not being here with us. I can't even say it because it's like, and that's also that I'm just getting to a very stressed out place. Because normally I'm pretty good at like being like, okay, that's just your anxiety talking. But I'm, you know, it's anxiety where it's like, I'm afraid if I don't worry about it and it happens, then it'll be my fault.
Yeah, I get that. I get the idea of almost worrying about something so that you can at least be like, this was a thing that I was worried about.
Yeah, exactly.
But once again, like, there's the worry that makes you aware, and then there's the worry that just makes you crazy.
Which is, that's what's happening. And thank you all for being my therapist, especially you, Mike, today. But but no, I mean, really, my heart has been so heavy lately, and I think something needs to change. But now that my kids are hopefully safe in school, I can get everything, feel like we're getting into a better routine. Routine is always a good thing for adults and for kids. So there you have it.
Do you know what what the school is doing? Like, do they have protocols and all of that?
They do. You know, all the seats are, all the inside desks are 3 feet apart. They all have to wear masks throughout the day. They can take sips of water, which they couldn't last year, you know, because she did do it last year, but there was only like 3 kids in her class. Like, but this year, right. Yeah. So they can take sips of water. They eat lunch outside. Masks are optional outside for all the kids and the teachers.
Yeah.
Which is...
Gotcha.
I'm like, is that okay? I want to trust in like the, you know, public education system here where we're living, that they're making the right decision. You know, I feel like there's been so many things that we go one way and then we hear from somebody high up, and there's many multiple places where it's coming, either federal or state or CDC, whatever. And then it's like, then they're like, just kidding, put your mask back on or whatever it is. So I'm just worried that, okay, I'm stopping. I'm really sorry.
It's fine.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I think that it's been pretty universal, though, that outside is mostly fine. Yeah. Like, I go back to when I first started back at the restaurant, and I get really concerned on crowded sidewalks. And then I would think about how during all of the, like, the Black Lives Matter marches and protests that were happening, that we didn't see a spike from that.
Oh,
and like
that's right.
People being
Thank
on a
you.
Beach.
Okay.
Like we didn't see a spike from
that's
that.
Right.
Like when
Thank
you're
you.
Outside, there's enough airflow that it's not, it's really, I think it's really hard to pass it on outside. So
Good. Yes.
I would let that stress go a little bit because I once again, time and that's the one thing that I think has stayed pretty constant. It's that when
that's
you're
true.
Inside with a lot of people is when it's a problem. When you're outside, it's much more safe. So
okay. Thank
so
you.
I think
Thank
that'll
you.
Be fine.
Well, yeah. Okay, fine. Let's, yeah, no, talk to me.
No, I was going to talk about the Olympics a little bit because we had the Olympics wrapped up for us. And I did, so we were kind of talking about that Simone Biles, she'd done her bar routine before we recorded last week, but I hadn't seen it yet. And I thought that I'd spoiled something. And then you thought something had happened, it was what I thought that she had received the bronze medal. I had seen that headline without meaning to. Yeah. And I will say that I watched her routine that night. Like I was like dizzy by the end of it because I was so like stressed out. But she did a great job. She did a beautiful
wonderful.
Job. She's an incredible athlete. I sort of love that she got the bronze medal in the same event that she got the bronze medal in 4 years ago. That it really was like you go through all of this and then you're still you. Like you're still the person you were. She's still the athlete that she was. And, you know, sort of inarguably like the greatest athlete that there is. And yeah. I was really, really happy for her. And then watching the relays that happened where both the men and the women got gold in the 4x400, which was super exciting. Sometimes I watch those runners and I'm like, what is your body doing?
I know.
Like, it's remarkable to me, like, what their bodies are able to do. So that's all. And we had the closing ceremonies and that was fun to watch. And I don't know if you watch any more of the Olympics or not, but...
I was watching the... What is it? Speed walking. And
I don't understand
funniest
that
thing. It's just so funny to watch. And I follow Leslie Jones from SNL.
Yeah.
And you guys, if you follow her on Instagram, she has a thing where she's got her camera up to the TV while a bunch of they're speed walking and she can't stop laughing. It's a great watch. Listen, watch and listen. She's
out.
So funny. So, yeah, I watched that. That was really great.
Yeah, I had a good time watching it. And I do feel like the first night that it wasn't on, I was like, oh my gosh, I can watch whatever I want. Like, I have a little extra time. And this week has been a little bit crazy because I'm no longer in my old restaurant at the moment. We are opening. This is my fourth time opening a new restaurant. And if anyone has ever opened a new restaurant, you know that it's. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I won't even describe the gestures that Vanya just made, but they yeah, it's rough. So like I worked at the old restaurant Saturday night and then had to be there for brunch the next morning and then Monday morning had to get up at like 8:30, which for me is very early to be at the restaurant all day to kind of like set things up. So I was very happy to have today off. This is like my only day off. In the midst of a very long work week. So it was a long day yesterday, but it's kind of fun being in the new neighborhood that we're going to be. It's actually kind of close to where the bar that you used to work at.
Really?
So it's kind of fun being like down. Yeah. Being down in that area is fun again. And it's, you know, like Upper West Side where I've been is very pretty, but like, this is like a fun, like cool neighborhood. So I'm excited to be down there and check it out. Though I will say that two doors away, my friend Jesse and I were walking by and there's this like bakery and everything. And it looks, of course, amazing and looks like amazing stuff that I can't possibly eat. And there were a few things that said like he can't have dairy. And there were a few things that said dairy free. And I was like, well, you can have some of the stuff here. And then I was like looking at because they list all the allergens and it was all like egg and soy and like egg and milk and soy. And I was like, it's so weird that nothing lists. It's okay. I'm going to cut to the end of the story. It's a totally gluten-free bakery.
Shut up.
And I'm terrified of it being two doors away from where I'm going to work now because we got some stuff there yesterday and it was so good. So there you go.
I can't wait to try it when I come visit.
It'll be fun. We'll definitely check it out. So there you go. That's kind of my entire week.
Same. Love
it. How are you doing? Anything you're digging this week?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's see here. Let me see here. Okay. I'm going to do an honorable mention because it's just fun to do. We watched the...
I'm doing stuff like that too.
You know, it's just fun. And it's because it's hard to pick one thing. And so... Yeah. We watched, we paid for the premiere access, but seriously, it's worth it because it's easier than going out to a movie. But we paid to watch Jungle Cruise. As a family. And we sat, and I had such a blast. The kids liked it. It was a little bit scary in the end for the 3-year-old.
A little bit. I wondered about that.
He's okay. I held his eyes a couple times and I caught it right at the perfect moment. The thing is it's really not scary, but it's some of those images that you're like, okay, that could stick with them at night and then they won't be able to sleep and then my night's ruined. So no, but we had a blast and I loved the brother sister dynamic. And I don't want to spoil, but there's such a lovely scene where, and it's a Disney movie bringing up that the one character is not straight. I thought that was a wonderful moment. I'm like, obviously we want more, but I can't, I'm still waiting for, Frozen 3 when Elsa finds the love of her life, I can't wait. But it was a sad scene, but it was, I loved it. I loved that it was in a Disney movie because the more awareness, the more people are going to feel more comfortable to be who they are. So I really like that. So that's my honorable mention, Jungle Cruise. So what I actually am digging, and it's another kids animated series on Netflix, and it's called Centaur World. Have you heard of this?
I have not heard of it.
It follows this war horse that is transported away from battle into this weird, upside down, crazy land that's rainbows and gorgeousness. And it's so much fun. And guess what? It's a musical.
Oh.
So it's got this like anime style and then this real quirky, like, I don't even know, gumball style once they get into the land, the other land. But the voices are absolutely stunning. And there's the woman who created it. Her name's Megan Nicole Dong. She created it. She directed a bunch of episodes, written a bunch of episodes with her team. I'm just obsessed with the voice actors. So the person who plays Horse is Kimiko Glenn.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wanna Wink is Megan Hilty. Which I love her.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. And then a couple of them I don't necessarily know, but you might know. Zulius is Parvesh China. Ched plays, or Chris Damantopoulos. I think he might be. Megan Nicole Dong is another person that's the writer. Jesse Mueller.
Yeah.
And Josh Radner. So it's definitely not for everyone. It's definitely not. It's goofy and it's weird, but it has heart and it's gorgeously animated with, I think, Broadway-worthy songs. Fred Armisen has a moment in one of the episodes. Santa Gold has a moment. I just am really into it. And it's fun that I can watch it with my kids because there's so many things that I'm just like, oh, this makes my brain want to just melt and go away. But my daughter was watching it and I was like, what is this? I think Kimiko, her voice is, oh, God. It's just like, I don't even know how to explain it. Her voice reminds me a little bit of Kristen Chenoweth, but mixed with, I don't know. It's just like delicious to me. So I vote for Centaur World. You might think it's bizarre, but I think it's a fun, very fantastical ride. It will take you out of whatever gloom you're feeling. So.
Gotcha. Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I know her mostly she was Orange is the New Black, but she was in the original cast of Waitress. I know her voice, but she sort of sings in kind of like silly voice and not like pure, but like I'd be curious
not
to hear her sing like full voice.
Oh, yeah. No, she's serious.
I would like to hear what that sounds like.
Yeah, it's delightful. It brings me joy. So I like that.
That's a great cast.
How about you? How about you?
So I'm like one-upping you, and I'm doing a random mention, an honorable mention, and then I will award my dig in last. Because I have to talk about this movie that I saw yesterday that, listen, I'm not saying it was, I'm not telling everyone to rush out and see it, but so I'm sure you've seen previews and or posters for this movie, Old. It's the new M. Night Shyamalan.
Right, yes.
So here's the thing. It is pretty batshit. Like, the premise is insane. And I think that the reason why the trailer basically shows you the entire film is because it wants you to understand what you're about to get yourself into.
Okay.
That, like, this movie is all concept. And I shouldn't say that. It is very concept. It is this idea that these people end up on this beach where they start aging very rapidly. And there's no way to get off the beach. Like, you're stuck here. And it's the sooner you let go and the sooner you go, like, this is what the story is, the sooner you can kind of like start enjoying what is happening in it. I will say it does very good job with the suspense. It definitely has some horror moments. Once again, I don't know if you're going to like seeing it, but I was in the end fairly impressed with what they were able to do. And I will not spoil anything, but it ends up almost making sense. Oh. Like you were like, oh, okay. All right. Now I get what that was about a little bit, you know? So if you're into suspense, if you're into horror, you know, I think that M. Night Shyamalan is such an interesting person because he's sort of like, what did I say the other day? I was like, he's like the non-predatory Woody Allen of suspense that like, he just like has this career where he can just sort of make another movie and it's going to get seen. It might do well, it might not do well, but he just has established that like, he gets to kind of do whatever he wants at this point. And because he seems non-predatory, I say good for him. Like sure. he gets to have this really interesting career. So anyways, that's just a random mention. Just if you're into that kind of thing, I actually do think it's a film worth checking out. I actually got a little emotional at one point.
Really?
Like they do it. Yeah, they do it good. That's why I say it's not all concept. Like there is some human moments. There are some human moments in it that I was actually pretty impressed with. So there's my random mention.
Okay.
My honorable mention. So the two things that I'm going to talk about now are both TV programs that I've watched one episode of. So okay. Who knows where they're going to go. But one of them, the honorable mention that I want to bring up is on HBO, and it's called The White Lotus.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a limited series. It's only going to be 6 episodes, which I think is kind of nice to know that it's, you know, a 6-episode journey. And I won't say a ton about it other than, well, okay, of course, now I'm going to say a ton about it. It's created by this guy, Mike White. I think that he's most famous. I think he did School of Rock, right? Wasn't that kind of his, like, big,
yes.
his big break? He wrote a movie called Year of the Dog with Molly Shannon that I loved so much. It was such a great movie. But so he has this series now, White Lotus. It all takes place, like, it's these people going to a resort. Going to a resort in Hawaii, and it's a great cast. It's like Connie Britton, Murray Bartlett, Jennifer Coolidge, Jake Lacy, Steve Zahn, Natasha Rothwell. Like, it's a really fun cast. It's very strange. I don't 100% know what it's going for, but I will say the first like 30 seconds of it, we establish that this person was on his honeymoon at this resort. Someone died. Their bodies being loaded onto the plane that is returning from this resort. And we don't know where his wife that he was on a honeymoon with is. So we don't know if she's the one who died. Like, we don't know what the real situation is, but it's clearly setting up this sort of mystery that's going to unfold. I really enjoyed the first episode. Like I said, it's very strange. Jennifer Coolidge gives a very un-Jennifer Coolidge performance that was fun to watch her do.
Ooh.
So that's sort of my honorable. If you want to like a little limited series to check out, I did enjoy the first episode. Okay. My thing that I'm digging this week is something that I sort of resisted watching because it felt kind of ridiculous to me, even though I have a deep attachment to it from my childhood. And that is, and I would not be surprised if you'd seen any of this, partly because I feel like your husband would have to like love this. But have you watched any of Cobra Kai?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm one episode in and I'm sold. I loved that first episode so much. First of all, just the concept of telling this pseudo sequel to Karate Kid, but at least in the first episode, it's from the perspective of the bad guy, quote unquote bad guy.
Yes.
It's from Johnny Lawrence's perspective. William Zabka looking great for one thing. Like he has kept it tight. Good for him.
Totally surprising, but yeah.
Right. And I was so entertained. It was funny. It was, I mean, suspenseful is the wrong word, but like I was very anxious to see what happened next. I kind of love that as of the first episode, like the Ralph Macchio character, Daniel, is kind of this not great guy.
No,
like he's kind
dick.
Of this guy that you don't see that much of. And you're like, are you an ass? Like what's going on? So anyways, one episode in, it's 3 seasons so far, 30 episodes. I'm going to race through it in the next month because I thoroughly enjoyed that first episode. How much of it have you watched?
I've watched the first 2 seasons and then got distracted. Oh, big surprise. So I haven't gotten to the 3rd season, but I should do that. I'll do that this week. Thanks, Mike.
Cobra Kai, who knew? I feel like it started out as like, was it like Yahoo Television or something like that? Like it was
YouTube.
YouTube. It was a YouTube TV show that then Netflix has picked up and kind of given new life
That's
to.
That's so good.
Yeah. Super enjoying it. Cobra Kai. Check it out. Especially for those that are like around our age. I mean, that was such a part of my childhood, the Karate
Absolutely.
Kid. Anything you could do without?
Yes, this week on Vanya's Could Do Without list is I started watching RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars, the most recent one. And episode one, the tits on episode one of Yara Sophia. My question is, at what point is it mocking a woman's body? The aggressive bouncing, the position of the boobs. I mean, I feel like Ru always gets after people for padding placement and their butts, but what about the boobs? Oh my God. I was like, it looked like, okay, so she, I don't want to give any, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but she did well, let's just say. Yara Sophia did really well. But she had some fake, like, silicone boobs and was bouncing. I mean, Mike, they were going down to her knees and up, and it never stopped. I held my chest. I don't know. Maybe I'm in the minority, but I don't think it feels good to let your tits just go so hard like that. Like, that just hurts. Listeners, DM me, because if you can, like, bounce your tits running very, very fast, or like without it like being slightly uncomfortable, let me know. But anyways, obviously this is a drag queen. It is not a real lady. They are fake. But it felt violent to me, and I did not like it. And I'm going to keep watching the season, of course. But, you know, that's just my question, is like, at what point is mocking a woman's body like wrong? I don't know.
Yeah, that's funny. I guess it's interesting to think about it from the perspective of, I'm sure that it is someone who does not mean to be disrespectful,
yeah,
but also doesn't actually know how a woman's body works, or I should say doesn't know how like a cis woman's body works, because that's not what they have. So yeah, they can probably think like, oh, it's hilarious for this to happen, rather than like,
it was a joke. It was a bit.
You know, what's funny, I don't watch All Stars. I watched All Stars last year because we were trapped in our apartment, yeah, and both of my roommates watch it. I don't watch All Stars because I don't love the fact that the contestants decide who's going home. I always sort of feel like we end up with that, not necessarily the best person winning because of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I should give that.
Well, watch that the first episode and so you could see the aggressive bouncing that made me feel uncomfortable.
I'll check it out.
Okay. What about you? What could you do without?
Mine is super dumb. And it's just that I went to watch Evil the other day because it episodes out every Sunday night. And right, I was like, oh, I'm so excited to watch this episode because I'm super into this series. And it's not on again until the end of August. And I understand that producing television right now is rough. So maybe there was no way to avoid it. I don't know. I understand that in network television, there used to be kind of like breaks in the season because you had sweeps, which no one knows what that probably means anymore. But once upon a time, there were 3 months a year that your ratings counted the most. So you'd always put like your big episodes in those 3 months. But why is there a break in my streaming series?
That's weird.
I don't know. It's fine. Like, that's all. I still love it. I'll still watch when it's back.
A season?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bizarre.
It's like season two continues a month and a half from now.
That's
it's not really that long, but I was kind of like, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, I still like it. I'm not dissing Evil, but I was just kind of like, why is there a break in my streaming service series? So that's all. I'm impatient. That's all. I'm impatient.
Me too, Mike.
I had to wait like 2 years for the second season, and I'm waiting for the second half of the second season.
That's the cause of most of my stress, is my impatience, I have to be honest.
So my topic, we've kind of covered something similar to this, but I think because I'm opening yet another restaurant, I was thinking about my first restaurant job that I ever had, because my first restaurant job was in New York. I had never waited tables until I moved to New York.
Wow.
And so I had no actual restaurant experience. I'd worked in a bar. I'd worked in a bar when I was in Atlanta. But like starting waiting tables I started waiting tables on 42nd Street, Times Square, New York.
Wow.
At this restaurant called Chevy's. Yes. If anyone knows what a Chevy's is. Yeah. It's actually like a really good restaurant. I enjoyed the food there. It does not exist there anymore. And it was very corporate, which I actually think is kind of great for a first restaurant job, because you learn structure. You learn like the rules. You learn like the basics of waiting tables.
Good point.
And, you know, I worked there for about a year before I got my like restaurant, like my New York restaurant job, where it's a little more, not necessarily laid back, but a little more mom and pop, a little bit less corporately structured. And that, I mean, was much more enjoyable than the corporate world. But what was your first, do I know what your first restaurant was probably?
I think so. You probably do.
Was it Outback?
Yes, it was.
Uh-huh.
I started there as a host and then became a server. And just like you said, it trains you well because it's so corporate and they have like a way of doing things. And I'm really good at like, I like rules, so it's, you know, no rules, just raw. No, but actually, the food was good. I definitely gained weight when I worked there, because I think 3 or 4 times a night, someone accidentally, or there was an extra bloomin' onion that was made, and so they just give it to the staff, and so we'd be eating that all night long, and it's like... So I think that if you ate an entire bloomin' onion, it's like over 2,800 calories or something like that. So no, but I loved it. I made good friends, and it was during college, and it gave me all of the experience I need. And I remember actually my sister started working there. I got her a job as a hostess, and then she became a server as well. And you know, there's times when you're serving and you're just so tired because it's so physically demanding. And we actually worked long shifts there, so I'd be really tired. And did you see that Olympics? It was the German team, and I think it was like for jiu-jitsu or some sort of martial arts, where the German coach comes out and shakes the shit out of this lady and then slaps her. Do you remember that?
No, I don't think
oh my
I
God,
saw
Mike!
That.
It's actually so aggressive and upsetting. But my sister and I apparently this athlete had asked her coach to do it, but I understand it because it wakes you up. So I would ask my sister to like. We go in the back and people thought we were absolutely nuts because we're siblings, but I was like, shake me. And so she would like violently shake me, and then I would do the same to her, like holding like the outside of her uniform and just shake the shit out of her. Anyways, I have a lot of good memories. I love it. Yeah. Outback Steakhouse. And actually, I went to one here, Mike, and it was great. It was enjoyable because you know what? I know what to get. I know what to order, you know?
Right. We've established on this podcast that we both love an Outback, that we love
do.
An Outback Steakhouse. Our baked potato and martini adventures that we used to have after your work was over.
Yes.
I love an Outback. Yeah, no, I for sure gained weight when I was working at Chevy's because, I mean, I probably gained like 30 pounds when I was working at Chevy's. But it's because we got, like, I think we got 70% off food at the end of our shift. So you would just order a meal, and I would almost every night I would get a Cinco. Yes, it was a dish called a Cinco, and it was called a Cinco because it was 5 meals on one plate. You got like a burrito, a chimichanga, which is a deep fried burrito, a taco, an enchilada, and like a chili relleno. 5 meals on one plate. I would eat it in one. I'd be like, gone. Yeah, I gained a lot of weight working at that job. I then went to work at like a mostly vegan organic restaurant. So I did some good reversal of weight gain there. But,
that's so funny.
Oh yeah, Chevy's a Cinco, it was called. That shouldn't even be allowed on a menu, I don't think. Can you imagine the calorie count on that?
I can guess.
It was delicious though. So there you go. Anything random for us this week?
Wait, here's my random news. Mike's birthday is in August, and I'm going to see Mike on his birthday. Uh-huh. And that's all I'm saying. That's my random.
That's all. Yeah. That's all. We'll tease it little by little.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be an eventful day, night, couple of days. I'm very, very, very excited. My random thing is just, I guess, bringing it back to the Olympics real fast, which is kind of nuts that because of the delay in the Summer Olympics, the Winter Olympics are less than 6 months away.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, that is crazy.
Because of the delay, yeah. The Winter Olympics in Beijing start in less than 6 months.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, February 4th.
Wow.
Winter Games are set to open February 4th. So there you go. We have a little less than 6 months, and then I'll be talking about the Olympics all over again.
Well, I'm excited for that, but also I keep seeing these memes that they're like, I'm still not done processing 2020, and it's going to be 2022 in about 4 months. Yeah, but I actually feel so much better talking it out with you in the beginning of this episode about the kids being outside. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Happy to help.
So I'm processing it slowly but surely, and hopefully we all make it through. And I just want to say to anyone who's lost someone during this time, I'm so sorry for your loss. It is deeply saddening to me to even think about people I don't know. So
I can only imagine how sad and frustrating it would be. And maybe that's a weird word to use, but just this idea of none of it needed to, and I can easily get emotional about it. Like none of it needed to go like this.
I know.
You know? So yeah, if anyone's listening who lost someone during this time, particularly to COVID, I can't begin to imagine your grief, and all of my heart and all of my love goes out to you.
I know, me too.
All right.
Goodness gracious. Ugh.
Yeah.
Happy to connect with you, Mike Jensen.
Happy to connect with you. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at mikeandvanyacantnot@gmail. We'll be back next week.
Hey, new friend. I'm glad you made it.
What is this?
Hey, new friend. As long as you are with us, you are home. It really sounds like where you're from is overrated.
Where are you again?
But now you're here, we're never gonna leave you alone.
Because we have no sense of boundaries.
Because you made it to Centaur World. And nothing better represents our world than this colorful collection of singing and dancing, half animal, half man things you're meeting here today.
You're welcome in Centaur World. Where all your new best friends are, girl.
We're all different, but we're always together.
Splendid.
We're kind of codependent, but we're happy.